What is happening, people of the interwebs? It is time for another episode of the Do Things Podcast. But before we get to the show, a quick word from our sponsors.
Who's ready to do things?
What is happening, people of the interwebs? The Do Things Podcast.
The Do Things Podcast.
The Do Things Podcast. And I am jacked out of my mind right now. I just want to help people, man. Burn your plans and do things. Selfies and butterflies.
You are a miracle.
Stop worrying about the things you can't control.
Burn your plans and do things.
Let's go. That's it. What is happening, people of the interwebs? It's Todd Frazier, and this is the Do Things Podcast. Hey, what do you think about that new intro? What do you think about it, huh? I'm pretty jacked about it. I like it myself. I'm jacked out of my mind about taking selfies and butterflies. I found that clip. I was like, this is so great. I'm really excited about that intro, and I'm really excited about 2020. It's time for a new year. It's time for a new direction. And a different direction, rather. It's kind of in the same vein, but new direction. Anyways, I'm going to tell you about it in this episode. But this episode specifically, I shot in the car. I recorded it audio with a microphone as I was driving in the car. So audio is not obviously this quality, but it's good. I just wanted to give you a heads up before we started this episode, give you a little introduction to what's been going on at the Do Things Podcast and at Frazier Industry Studios, which you're going to hear more about in this episode. But that's what's going on. And I'm excited that you're here. I'm pumped. I'm jacked out of my mind. I love this new intro. And I'm excited for 2020. So let's get into the first episode of the Do Things Podcast in 2020. Did you know it's a new year? It is. It's 2020. It's 2020. It's a new decade. Well, I guess we could argue semantics, but technically maybe the new decade starts in 2021. I don't care. Whatever. It's a new year. I'm not focused on the entire decade. I'm just focused on 2020. And this is something that I do every year. It's been a while since we've had just a standard Do Things podcast, and I'm really excited to get back into this. And something I want to talk to you about, guys, right now, as the year starts and you're getting your plans together and the things that, or if you've read my book, you've burned your plans and you've got your direction figured out. I want to talk to you guys about getting yourself moving. This whole show is about inspiring and equipping you to take action, getting out of your mindset that holds you back, making sure that the action is where your focus is. You don't focus on the expectations you have of results. You let the results lead the way. But this year for me, I've got a direction. I know some of you may have heard, if you've listened before, but maybe you haven't, and this is the first time of you listening to this, but I am big on, direction. And I hate resolutions and goals. Like, I'm not a resolution guy. If people talk about New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to find a wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. I feel like a lot of times that the goals that we set for ourselves, especially with New Year's resolutions, are so specific, we set ourselves up to fail. We do this in a way that takes away from the potential that we could have if we were more general in our thinking. And that's one thing that I'm huge on, is general direction. There's a focus. We have to have a focus point. Otherwise, we're just kind of floating around, just meandering through all of this crazy stuff that happens in and around us in our lives. And we never really get anywhere. We never actually take an action that's meaningful. And action is good. Meaningful action is better. So something I talk about all the time is focus. I talk about burning your plans, doing things in a specific direction. Right now, I'm in the car. I'm driving on the turnpike. It's Highway 44 in Oklahoma. My wife and I and the kids came out to hang out with my brother and his wife and their kids in Oklahoma, as we do a couple times a year typically. And this year we did it over New Year's, and it was a really, really good time. But my mom came as well, and so I drove her to the airport today because she's leaving before us while everybody's back home still playing and having fun. And so now I'm driving back by myself in a car, and I thought, what better time to record a podcast than when you're by yourself in a car driving for hours on end. But the illustration of what I'm actually physically doing right now is super powerful
with what I just told you in saying that I don't like resolutions. I like having just a basic direction, a general idea, as opposed to a specific result. So for me, what I do every year for the past 2 years, this will be the third year I'm doing it, is I kind of give a general direction for the year. Like right now I'm driving on this road, I'm heading to Miami, Oklahoma. I'm not from here, but I know that from Tulsa, I need to go northeast to Miami, Oklahoma, and this road on the map is where it says I need to go. Now, I don't know where it's going to turn left. I don't know where it's going to turn right. I just know that I am taking action. My foot's on the accelerator. Well, actually, I'm on cruise control, so I'm not pushing the accelerator, but I'm steering the wheel, and I will push the brake if something happens here that I need to stop because, you know, that happens. But I'm going in a direction. I'm taking an action, and I'm letting the action create the path. I'm letting the path roll out in front of me, and I'm following the results that my action is giving me. Does that make sense? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm doing things, and I'm letting the result of those things push me to the next thing that I do, which is continuing to go on this road in the direction of Miami, Oklahoma. So if we take that analogy and we expand it to a general sense to say, well, what does that mean in my life? What's the direction that I want to head? So here's what I've done. In 2018, I dubbed it the year of connections. In 2018, I met some amazing people, and the focus of having it on connections, we were able to do some things in and around those connections that allowed my business to continue to grow. It allowed us to go on an 86-day road trip, which we made lots of connections through that. We also connected as a family, so that was an internal connection. That was really, really great. But the 2018 was the year of connections, and it was a general direction that we headed, and we took steps towards that. Last year, 2019, was the year of the podcast. So last year, 2019, if you may have remembered me saying that, or you saw my post on social somewhere, is that it was the year of the podcast. I made more podcasts this last year. I haven't counted them up. I actually probably should do that. I made more podcasts and YouTube videos, because a lot of the podcasts are on YouTube. But I made more podcasts and YouTube videos than I've ever made previously. And it was some of the most fun times that I've had, and I've learned so much. Within all of the things that I did in 2019 related to the podcast, for me, 2020 is the year of the studio. The reason I say the year of the studio is because Fraser Industry Studios now, which is the studio that produces this podcast, the Do Things podcast, it also produces the Jesus and Coffee podcast, which if you're not subscribed to and you're not checking out, you really should. It's great. We talk about Jesus. We drink coffee, either me by myself or I have guests and co-hosts on that we talk about the Bible. And it's a great opportunity just to get more conversation that you may not get in other places about Jesus. And hopefully it makes an impact, and that's the goal of that podcast. And then the TSTO show, which we just started towards the end of 2019, and that stands for Trending Stories Taking Over. And that is a show I do with my brother, Jake. He is 16 years younger than me, and he lives in California, so he's not here with David and I in Oklahoma. But we do that every week, and we talk about the trending stories. Usually it's in the pop culture, technology space, and that's a really fun one that we do, and that has been a really, really great show, and it's got some really good potential. People are responding to it well. So that's the third show. And then the fourth show is a show called From the Heart. So towards the end of the third quarter of 2019, I met a guy by the name of Ed Hart from, the story's really great. I'll probably have him on here to talk through just some things. He's in leadership. He's been in charge of the Family Business Center at Cal State Fullerton. He's got a lot of connections. Anyways, we became fast friends, and now he's got a podcast that I help produce and sometimes co-host with him called From the Heart, where we interview people about their story, and really the hope is to show leadership styles and information from people that have done some really amazing things. The first episode, which may already be out if you're listening to this, is with Dr. Ken Blanchard. He's an author, and he runs the Blanchard Companies. Anyways, he's very successful. Some great things came from him, And I've gotten to meet some really great people. I'm getting ready to interview with Greg Grunberg, who was in Heroes, if you ever watched that. He's on Alias. He has been in the last three Star Wars movies. His best friend, he says all the time, is J.J. Abrams. I can't wait to meet him and listen to his story and ask him a bunch of questions. But that show is something that now we're producing. So there's four shows that we're doing. And some of you may know there's a fifth show that potentially will happen this year, but it's called the Bizcology Podcast. Anyways, all of these shows is what Fraser Industry Studios is we produce content to make an impact on people through the internet, video and audio. So this year, as I look at 2020, and I think of all the things that have happened last year with the year of the podcast and the direction that I'm heading being the year of the studio, the impact and the potential of the people that I've been put in contact with, just from my experience and through Ed and all the things that have been going on and in the experience and skills that I've gained over the year of the podcast, which was 2019, have put us in a place where we are doing a lot of things with the studio, and that is where a ton of our focus is. So my direction is that 2020 is the year of the studio. So what is 2020 the year of for you? What are the things that you've been putting together and you've been building as you've been going along over the past few years, or maybe your entire life, the pieces that have been coming into place that all of a sudden are coming together? And maybe they're not all coming together, but on some level they're coming together and they're becoming a picture. Where is the direction of that picture for you? What is the place that you need to be going? Where is it that you're headed in 2020? Now, again, coming back to the analogy of the road, I'm still in the car driving to Miami, Oklahoma on a road that I don't know. I'm trusting that it's getting me there by the sheer fact that I did look at a map, but there could be accidents and construction and who knows. But I'm going in the direction and I'm letting my action create the path. What are the actions that you need to take? What are the steps that you need to actually start doing to head towards the direction that all of the pieces that you've been putting together over the years are taking you? That may not be something that you can just do instantly, like some of you may know. Like for me, I know the things that I've been building have started to point me in the direction of studio, multiple podcasts, merchandise, everything I've learned about the technology and the ability to create podcasts, everything. That's the studio for me, very clear. That's the direction for 2020. It may not be as clear for you. Maybe you're just starting that journey. Maybe you're just figuring out that you want to do something different and you don't exactly know what that is. Maybe your direction is something different. And your action, the things that you do in 2020 is, I'm going to try some new things. I'm going to try some different things that I've never tried before. Or there's some things I've done before and I remember liking those. I'd like to do more of those things. What is it for you that you're going to do in 2020? Not what are you going to think about. That's not what we're talking about, guys. We're not talking about figuring out a concept to give some sort of result. Yes, the result is some sort of success, some sort of win in the end. But you're gonna have failures, you're gonna make mistakes, there's gonna be things that put you in a position that you don't wanna be necessarily, even though you know you're in the right direction. And then there's also other times when you realize, oh, I need to change my direction, and that's totally fine, and that's typical. You don't always have the exact same direction, because if you're leading yourself on a path by taking action, those actions give you results. And then those results you have to evaluate and then say, am I heading in the right direction? What do I adjust? What do I keep? What do I get rid of? And then take that next step. That's the do things method. That's the circular flow of action, result, response, action that I talk about in my book, Burn Your Plans and Do Things, and that I live my life by, is that I do a thing, I get a result, what happened? Evaluate, do it again. That's it. Simple. It's easy in theory, However, it's difficult to get rid of the mindset and the things that are holding you back because of the expectations that you have or what you see from other people, which is probably the biggest killer to keep people from doing a thing, is the things that you see other people doing or the things that you think you see other people doing. Because I will almost guarantee you, almost, because can't always, you can't say always never, because it just isn't possible, but almost guarantee you that the things that you think you see other people doing are just a piece of the puzzle and are usually not the whole thing. Like I have, you may or may not have been listening to these podcasts for a long time. You may or may not understand the things that I'm doing, but I am doing so many things that now I've gotten to the point where I have to start saying no to things. I have to simplify a little bit. And that's why I'm focusing down on the four shows and the studio and running the accounting practice when that's happening. That's the focus. That's the thing that I'm doing, is I've been at the place where I'm trying lots of things. I've been at the place where I do hundreds of things and then whichever three or four work, I go down that path. I've been there and now I'm here. And I'm telling you that that is where you're gonna get at some point. So what's that direction for you in 2020? Where are you headed? Where are you going? As soon as you decide that, as soon as you say, this is where I'm going, and if it's just, I want to do something different, that's it. That's all you need to do. Don't try and figure out what that different thing is yet. Just say, I'm going to do something different, and then start doing some different things, and then let the results of those different things take you down that path. But you have to take action. The action creates the plan. Don't do it the other way. So many times we get in that trap of creating a plan with expectations. I'm repeating myself, guys, but that's, you need to hear things 3 to 7 times before you understand it. So I'm going to say it again. Take the action, let the action create the plan. Don't create the plan and then expect the action to give you a result that you expect. That's when you get disappointed. Do the thing, get the result, evaluate the result, do the thing again, or do a different thing. Do it. You guys can do it. I know you can. You're all a miracle. You're all meant to do amazing things, but you have to start and you have to do. That's it. 2020, what direction are you headed? I'm focused on a studio. I'm focused on making content to inspire and equip each and every one of you to take action. What is it that you are focused on in 2020? And then get out there and do it. Don't talk about it. Don't just think about it. Actually do it. All right? Promise? Okay, I want you guys to message me and tell me, you know what, let's do that. Comment, either if you're listening to this and you are not following me on social media, make sure to follow me, at T Frazier SoCal, duh, on all the socials. You can also email me, todd@frazeinc.com, frazeinc.com, or leave us a review and tell us the thing that you're doing in 2020 on iTunes or on Spotify, or leave us a voicemail at anchor.fm/do things. And I want to hear from you guys. I want to interact with you. I want to engage with you. I want to hear what your direction is for 2020. So let me know, put it in the comments, message me on social media, tag me in a post, whatever. I want to be a part of your journey. I want to help you do things. Stop thinking, start doing, burn your plans, do things. All right, guys, thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And we are going to kill 2020. We're going to do it. It's going to be great. Are you with me? I know you are. If you're still listening, I know you are. All right, guys. I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Hey, guys, make sure to subscribe if you're not already subscribed on iTunes or on Spotify, or you can subscribe to anchor.fm/do things. You can leave us a review. That would be great, so we can know what we can do better or what you really like that we can continue to do. Also, you can email Todd at toddfrazeinc.com, T-O-D-D at F-R-A-Z-I-N-C.com with any questions, concerns, or you can go to F-R-A-Z-I-N-C.com/do things and check out more stuff there. We've got merch, we've got Do Things, the Do Things coffee mug, the hoodies, the Burn Your Plans hats, all of the things. Go check it out. DoThingsPodcast.com or phraseinc.com/do things. There's so many ways to get there. So get there. All right, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for checking out the Do Things Podcast. The Do Things Podcast is produced by Fraser Industry Studios, created and hosted by Todd Fraser, produced by Todd Fraser, edited by Todd Fraser. You know what? I just do it all, guys. I do it all. So make sure you share this out with your friends. Tell your mom, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your significant other that they need to burn their plans and listen to the Do Things Podcast because it's all about the action. Don't let the plans hold you back. Forget the details. Do the things. Have the direction. And we'll see you on the next episode. Peace. And if you happen to be thinking to yourself, well, now I don't know where to get started. I understand Anchor.fm is great, but how do I make a podcast? I have got you covered. We have a brand new course called Do Podcast that take you from start to finish, everything you need to know about making and distributing your podcast. There is a free course where you can learn everything you need to know to use just your phone to create your very own podcast. Go to DoThingsOnline.com and start today. We can't wait for you to do that podcast.